Monday morning, 6:14, Mike and Casey.
Well, the timing was, actually good in one sense. The word that Louis Anderson had passed came after we got off our show on Friday, a couple of hours later. And we had Louis on as often as any other guest. I mean, he was on at least five times that I could verify. And I think we had him on back into the, 2000, 2001, that era. And the last time we spoke to him was just 8 months ago, but he was always so sweet and so funny.
All right, Casey, morning with Mikey. Tell everybody the name of your book.
Oh, yeah, Don't Pay the Ransom, I've Escaped.
I just love that. I love that title. I laughed back then, and I laugh now about it. It's so funny. If my mom and dad were still alive during the pandemic, first of all, my mom would be so thrilled that my hands are so clean. And, that's the thing I remember. My mom would have loved the pandemic. Is the mall going to open?
Oh, yeah. We're already shopping.
Oh, my God. What'd you get?
I have shoes.
So, the answer is always shoes.
Christine Baskets. Can we find her anywhere these days?
Christine, I can't. I'm trying to develop another thing with her. On my special, there's going to be a special surprise guest, somebody from Baskets. I can't really say who, because then it wouldn't be special or a surprise.
All right, but I want to guess Zach Galifianakis. No?
Oh, he wishes.
Yep, I'm on with Casey and Mike.
In New York.
Yeah.
Oh, he sleeps all the time.
Louis Anderson, what can't you do? You're a dramatic actor. You can play women. You can do stand-up. You do TV. You do voices. You write. You create all the time.
I can't get out of the tub on my own.
Okay.
There you go.
It was a visual. That was a visual for you guys. When I was very young, I was outside the Comedy Store, and I was talking to a star and an idol of mine, and somebody asked him for an autograph, and he said no. And I saw the look on that person's face, and I vowed to never be that guy, to be the person who was available and open and nice. I learned that from my mom. She was a really nice person.
Excellent, Louis. You know, that's the kind of stuff that changes the world. So thank you.
I appreciate that. I agree with you, by the way. You know, if we don't all learn to be nice and get past all of our differences, we are going to be in trouble. We're going to need all the strength we have to fight the rest of the world, not us. We shouldn't be fighting. We should be rooting for each other. I love you guys.
We love you back. Have a great day.
Yeah, I had a great time on it. Thank you so much, you guys, and thanks for taking the time.
Oh, man.
He was so great.
What a love bug, right? Yeah. What a sweetheart.
And the best guest you could ever ask for, because he would do anything. You know, you asked him to do the Baskets character, he went right into it. He was just
generous.
Yeah, he was really sweet guy.
Just generous and loving.
I can't believe we're never going to get a chance to talk to him again.
But his brand of humor and his love will just go on forever.
That's true. So one more time, Louis.
Hi, this is Louis Anderson. You're listening to Mike and Casey on WHUD.